Verse 3, they laid hands on them, put them in hold until the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit, many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. Now, they were there at the beautiful gate of the temple, actually next to the women's court. Now, if there were 5,000 men there that believed, how many women and children do you suppose might have believed? I don't know, but there were 5,000 men that believed. There were that many that turned to Christ. Now, no one has ever experienced this type of a turning to Christ. That's the reason I've always been reluctant to criticize Simon Peter. You can't help but love the man, but he was mightily used of God. Now, when you say 5,000 here were saved and added to the church, let's say this is not an evangelistic meeting where figures are turned in rather carelessly. These are genuine. These are 5,000 actually saved. Nothing like this on record from that day down to the present, and I don't think that it'll ever be exceeded in our day. That is, as long as the church is in the world. Now will you notice, verse 5, came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes, and Annas the high priest, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest, were gathered together at Jerusalem. Now, we've had to do with this crowd before, and here's this sneaky fellow in the background, Annas and Caiaphas. These are the two men who condemned Jesus to die. Now, verse 7, when they had set them in the midst, that is, they set Peter and John, they asked, by what power or by what name have ye done this? Now, notice that they are brought now before the Sanhedrin. And it's by what power and by what name have you done this? Then Peter, filled, notice this, with the Holy Spirit, said unto them. Now notice, friends, he wasn't baptized with the Holy Spirit here. He'd already been. He was filled with the Holy Spirit. You and I need the filling of the Holy Spirit. And that's something that we should go after. That's something that we should devoutly want. But you don't tarry and wait for the baptism of the Spirit. That took place on the day of Pentecost when they tarried and waited. Today you don't have to wait. If you will turn to Jesus Christ, you are baptized, put into the body of believers at the same moment you're regenerated. And Simon Peter does a good job here, by the way, of speaking to these men. Up to this time, every time he opened his mouth, he put his foot in it. But this time, I tell you, he has those feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and he's filled with the Holy Spirit, and he's saying the right thing. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he's made whole, be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. Now notice this man, Simon Peter. He says two things. He was crucified, he was raised from the dead.